what's it, about $15 all they're going to need, something like that? With the tip and everything, about 15, maybe, I think it's 13 something with the dinner. So anyway, so plan on coming. It's a great time of fellowship, and that's what it's about. Amen. Getting to know one another. Glory to God. God is so good. So remember that next Sunday after service, seniors in action. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you know, unfortunately, this guy, he got in a serious car wreck and he passed away. And he ended up in heaven. And you know who's always to meet you there at heaven? Peter. He's always guarding the gate. Might be his attitude. We never figured that out, but it's always him. But anyway, so he's there. And he says to this guy that just passed away, well, would you like to come into heaven? He says, yes. And so Peter says, all you got to do is spell one word. And he says, well, I spell okay. I'm not that great. But yeah, what's the word? He says, spell love. Love? Love's an easy word to spell. He says, well, that's what we're all about here in heaven is love. So if you can spell love, you can get into heaven. So he spells L-O-V-E. Peter lets him into heaven. Peter's kind of orating him around heaven, and all of a sudden, Peter gets a text from Jesus. Says he needs him on the other side of heaven to teach the Faith 101 class that people never got faith down here, where they're going to get taught up there. Amen. You're going to get it one way or another. Amen. And so he said, I need you to teach that class, get someone to watch the gate. So he looked around, he said, well, here, I'll let you do it. And the guy said, well, I'm just new here. I'm a newbie. I don't know what to do. He said, well, you got two things you got to do. You got to tell them to spell love. If they spell love, they can enter in the kingdom of heaven. And that's it. If they can't spell it, well, so sorry. And so he goes to the gate, kind of a little bit nervous, you know, first time being the gatekeeper and everything. And so he gets there, and this one person comes in and says, what do you got to do? And he says, well, you got to spell love. And the person spells love, enters into the kingdom of heaven. And the next person comes up, it's his wife. So he says, what are you doing here? She said, well, I got so sick that you died and I died. And he said, oh. He said, well, would you like to get into heaven? She says, yes. He says, there's a spelling test. You have to spell one word and you have to spell it correctly. And so she says, okay, what is it? He says, you got to spell Czechoslovakia. And I'm just joking, you know that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, if I asked people this morning, and I didn't think about it till early this morning, or would have done something about it, but if I would have went around and asked all the kids, if you wasn't a human, what animal would you want to be? Some would be bears, some would be tigers, lions, maybe a few giraffes. But the one animal that doesn't ever, I would say 99% of the time, does not get mentioned that they would want to be is a sheep. And they are cute. They're lovable. But no one, you don't ever go to the circus and say, come see the dancing elephant. Come see the dogs do their tricks. Come see the trained sheep. You just don't see that. You don't hear about it. And so that's what I want to talk to you about this morning is a good shepherd. We have a good shepherd. Amen. So let me give you some of the attributes of a sheep. Sometimes they're not considered real bright. Sometimes they're considered stubborn. Sometimes, and I've seen this, where they look real dirty. And their hair is all wadded. They need an afro comb. And I don't know if that would help. It's not the sheep that you see on the Serta sleep mattresses. A lot of times sheep are frightened and confused and even known to plunge off a cliff in fear and in confusion. Sheep are defenseless and dependent. They need guidance and protection. Now, fortunately, I think it is, in the Bible, we are considered sheep. So, we could be considered not so bright sometimes, a little stubborn, untrained, a little dirty, frightened easy, get confused, plunge off the deep end or go over the deep end on something. Sometimes we get confused and we're very dependent. We need a lot of guidance and a lot of protection. So we need a good shepherd. And I'm excited, and if you don't know this, Jesus is the good shepherd.
Amen.
Amen. The shepherd leads us. He goes before us. He helps us. He protects us. He strengthens us. He mends our wounds. You know, when a sheep gets cut, they don't say anything. They're silent. And they can have a big wound. That's where us and sheep are a little bit different. We scream. But a couple months ago, I did a little series on our theme this year, being unleashed, and it was unleash the abundant life in your life. And we're going to touch a little bit on that, but I want to go through, and we're going to start out in John chapter 1, and we're going to read a few things, and we're going to find out about the Good Shepherd. Amen. And how good he is to us. Glory to God. He's a good, good shepherd. John chapter 10 and verse 1 says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he brings them out, his own sheep, they go before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from them, for they do not know the voice of a stranger." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which they spoke to them. Let me just kind of give you a picture here. A sheep pen. And a sheep pen back then would be an enclosed or partially enclosed area where there was one opening. Either it would go into a cave or something that was built up, maybe have kind of a roof on it, maybe not. And there would be one opening for them to go in and to go out. And if it was big enough, there would be several herds of sheep go in there. And so anyway, when they all would go in there, and the next morning, they would go through the door. And that morning, if there were two or three groups of sheep in there, that shepherd would have a certain call that he would call his sheep with. And his sheep would follow him. It's amazing. They know his voice. And then even a little bit of the research, if you would try to imitate that same calling, the same way that guy, they would understand that is not him, and they would get confused and they'd start scattering. But a real sheep knows the shepherd's voice. And if we're going to be a good sheep, we need to know Jesus' voice on the inside of us. We need to know Jesus is speaking to us through his word. And we got to get an understanding of this so that we don't follow strange voices and wind up in or in danger or doing things that we shouldn't do. But we hear the voice clearly of the good shepherd. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. So the shepherd preceded them. In other words, the shepherd led them. The shepherd would be walking in front, and his sheep would be following behind. And every once in a while, he'd give out their holler name, and they would just follow right behind because they follow the shepherd. The shepherd is leading the path. If you allow me to say it like that, he is leading the way. Have you ever noticed that we're supposed to follow Jesus, our good shepherd? We follow him. He don't follow us because he might take the Y in the road and we're going straight. We follow Jesus. We know his voice. And you might be here this morning and say, well, I really don't know, understand, or clarify him speaking to me. Well, I got a cure for that. You start understanding the word, you start getting in the word more, you start praying more, and you start seeing Jesus working on the inside of you just with little decisions. You'll understand, this seems good to me. It's not up here, but down in your spirit being, and it seems good. This is what we should do. This is the decision that we make. And that's being led by the Lord. Or in other times in the New Testament, we're being led by the Holy Spirit. But he leads us. We get so excited sometimes, we think he should be following us because we're so good. But we're really not. And when we get out in front of Jesus, that's when we get lost. That's when we lose our protection. That's when we lose our help. And so Jesus is saying, follow me and I'll lead you onto the right path. I'll lead you in the right direction. I'll take you where you need to go so that you can get fed today. They would lead them to grassy pastures or green areas where they could eat. He would never lead them just to desert. They might go through some desert, but their final place would be a place where they could eat, where they could renew their strength, where they could get a nourishment from what they're getting for what they're going there for. And so he would lead them to this nourishing spot, and the sheep would graze all day long. Oh, we think our dogs have it good. Sheep have it great. They get a whole field at times. And we've seen some sheep out here in our valley at different times. And they're just all in it. They're just having a good day. Yeah. And then you see the little baby ones. They are just cute. But I want to get this across. A sheep never follows a stranger. And I got this out of one of the commentaries. It says, in fact, if a stranger should use the shepherd's call, I just said this tonight, and imitate his tone, the flock would instantly detect the difference and would scatter in panic. So we need to know that since he's the good shepherd, I can trust him in leadership. I can trust him leading my life. And you know how I really know that real well? Because I tried to lead my own. And look how that was going. I'm not as bad as you guys were. Believe me, I know a lot of you. And you were way out there. I was just a little off the path. You were like, you're hitting the needle off the other end. And, but he leads us. The Bible says he leads us in the path of righteousness. That's what he does. He leads us. If we get one thing today, realize that the Lord wants to lead you in every direction of life. He wants to help you, lead you into the right decision. Amen. That's what he does. He goes ahead of us. He goes before us. He's looking. He's scanning out the area, looking for pitfalls, looking for rough road, looking for things that might not be good for you to go upon. And he starts clearing out a better path for us. Not that sometimes something in the road doesn't come up and hit us and try to knock us down and cause us to be injured or whatnot, but it doesn't mean that I don't get back up and follow the leader that I'm supposed to be following. Amen. I'm not saying bad things won't happen in life. I'm just saying that Jesus is going to get us through. And if we're following him, he's going to get us through on time and where he wants us, when he wants us. Glory to God. And we're going to be smart sheep. Glory to God. So he goes ahead of us. The second thing I wanted to bring up that out of these scriptures here, it says in 10:7. And Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. The shepherd is a shepherd of abundant life. And he is the door. And what the shepherd would do, he would lay down in that sheep pen, and when they had that one entrance, he would lay across that entrance. Yes. He would lay there, and so if there was any human, any foreign animal, that after he went in and he saw his sheep was there, he would know an intruder is here. He didn't have to buy the ring bell or anything. He just knows. Amen. We should have a warning system in us. And it is the Holy Spirit. And he says, hey, watch yourself. You're heading in a dangerous area, and you might want to hang a right. Get right on track again. Amen. But he would be there, and as the sheep would be coming into the sheep pen, he would be looking at each one to see if that sheep got cut that day. If he got cut, they would try to bandage the wound up a little bit. He would make sure they all looked pretty good, and what he could do to help them while they were in the pen, so that they could have a good rest. And then he would lay across the opening. And I guess if there were several different herds in there, there would be like three deep guys. I don't know. But anyway, they would lay across there. Amen. Amen. So that's what Jesus does to us, his sheep. He anoints us. He heals our wounds. We may have had a real rough day. Our emotions may have been toward to the right and to the left, and we just come home spent. You ever come home like that? I've had a few days like that in the past, I'll be honest with you. You say, really, Pat? Yeah, really. But he anoints our wounds. He takes care of us. And all the day long, as those things were happening, I'm feeding on what he fed me this morning. I'm feeding upon the word of God that he allows me to chew on, allows me to soak in, allows me to just get it down good. And sometimes those scriptures come up and boy, it's just what I need. Pastor Richard sends me a scripture every day. I started to say some of those scriptures are good, but they're all good. But there are some that this boy, that is what I needed this morning, and it wasn't in my daily reading. But that scripture, that's awesome. That's exactly what I needed. And I start chewing on that. I start meditating on that because it hit my spirit. I know, hey, this is a meaning something to me. It's ministering to me. It's helping me grow. It's helping me become strong for the day. And so I start chewing on it, and I start thinking about it, and I start using it during the day, and I start, glory to God. And so I start refreshing myself. Yes. Amen. So John chapter 10, let's go to verse 8. And it says, all who ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. Glory to God. We've had attacks we don't even know about because the Lord has deflected those attacks in our life. Amen. I didn't even know that as a sheep, that the Lord protected me. Glory to God. I didn't know it, but the Lord was helping me in this situation. He was getting me out of the mess I got my own self in. Glory to God. Amen. And it didn't even wake the sheep. He's out there slaying the lions and the bears and all the things that are trying to get to his sheep. And the sheep are back there putting numbers on themselves. Amen. He says, I am the door. And if anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And I will go in and out and find pastures. The thief does not come. This is our familiar scripture that we know. The thief does not come except to kill, steal, and destroy. I come. The good shepherd has come. Your protector has come. Your provider has come. Whoo! Come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. When we follow him, we have life to the full. Yes. Woo! That's good. Yes. I wanted to read this, and I did when I was doing the series, but I wanted to read a little bit out of different versions. The Message Bible says, I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than ever dreamed of. Amen. The Amplified Bible says, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it to the abundance, to the full, till it overflows. Amen. Amen. The NLT, New Living Translation, says, my purpose is to give life in all its fullness. Amen. That's the Good Shepherd. That's who we follow. Glory God. We follow the one that's going to make us full in life. And we're going to be so full that we overflow in life. Amen. And people next to us are going to see, whoa, who is that you're following? Why are you so happy all the time? Why are you so abundant all the time? Why do you always be able to buy things all the time? Well, it's because I serve the good shepherd. Amen. Amen. I got some different words for abundantly. Exceeding some numbers or measures or rank or need. Overflow and above. More than necessary. Amen. Super added. Exceedingly abundantly. Supremely. Something further. More. Much more than all. Glory to God. Super. Extraordinary. Surpassing. Uncoming. Just, that's our shepherd. Boy, you should be kind of just feel like you're stretching forward. Amen. He's going to take care of me. He's guarding the door for me. He's helping me. Glory to God. You know, I have a DVR at home, or it's a TiVo. I don't know what it is, but anyway. It can record shows, can erase shows. I can buzz through the commercials. And that's about all I know. But I know with that booklet, I could do a whole lot more with it. Found out I could add minutes because it would cut off a minute right when they're revealing the house. Right when the makeover's over with it. Really? So I had a teenager come over. Which was Layla, I think it was. She showed us how you can do this. See, and that's the way we are, I think, with the Bible and with God sometimes. We know the basics. He's good. He's love. Takes care of me. But there's so much more we don't even tap into. And it's because we don't want to get word enough, kind of like techie enough. We don't want to get word enough to find out. You don't want to dig out that I can have this promise over here. I just want to get beyond the barely get by street. When God says, hey, you can live up on Mansion Avenue. What's holding you back? It's us. So I can do so much more sometimes with some equipment that I get. And just my phone, I know I can do a whole lot more on my phone than what I do. And my computer, I know I can do more than just be aggravated at it. But am I taking the time really to find out what it takes for me to see and do it where I got it? See, sometimes we might have somebody come and show us something. Oh, man, that's great. And then, oh, I need to do it 3 weeks later. Oh, how did he do that? What was the process? I didn't do it enough to get it. In other words, if we're not doing the word enough to get it down on the inside of us, when we need to recall that word, it won't be there. You're going to have to figure out where it is. It's 66 books. Hope you got a concordance. But it's up to us to dig these things out. To find out how good the Good Shepherd is. We have to spend time. Amen. But one thing I do know, that spending time with him, I start hearing his voice clear. Some of you are saying, Pastor Tim, does he speak audible to you? No. He speaks with a still, small voice inside. Unction. And I know that's him. And how do I know when I'm praying about something? How do I know that this is right and this is not wrong? Well, I gather two or three options that I have and I start praying about them. Lord, is this the option? Door number A? Or is door number B the option? Or is it door number C? All these seem good right now. But you know, as I start praying about those, door number A gets... I don't even like that one no more. So I'm just praying about B and C. Yeah. Praying about B and C. And the peace of God starts rising up more in me on B than it did C. Yeah. And I'm still not quite settled on it, so I'm going to pray about it some more. Lord, I just thank you that you're helping me make the right decision here on what we need to do, where we need to go, how we need to get there. What is your plan in this here? Is it still this one, or is this here a good option? And you know what? The peace of God starts flowing stronger and stronger where I even stop praying about C. I'm just praying about B. Oh, God, this is good. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go that route, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You tell me the timing. Amen. But you know what? We get imposternated. That's a new word. Look it up. There's imposters that said, hey, in other words, we might say it's our flesh that wants to have a voice. And let me just give you some examples of bad voices and good voices. An example of a bad voice would say, God... what God says about sex and marriage. Well, our flesh says, I want it now. And what we reap is, a lot of times, is sexual addictions, unwanted pregnancies, abortions, disease, emotional scars. All that happens. And that's not God's way. His ways is... that we do it with marriage and we save unwanted emotional scars. We save unwanted pregnancies. Now, some of you might say, well, we still got pregnant. I didn't really want it when we got married. Well, you got it. And it is wanted. He or she is wanted. God has a plan for every child. And if you're out of wedlock and you got pregnant, God loves that child. Yes. Don't get rid of it. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's use another one, because I get red when we talk about that stuff. I don't like red face. Okay, let's say that God wants us to forgive other people, doesn't he? Yes. But our flesh says, I'm going to harbor this. I am so mad at them. I'm going to seek revenge. I'll never like them again. I'm going to tell everybody that I see what they did. And let me tell you what you probably could possibly reap. You could reap ulcers. Ulcers. Did I say that right? Hatred. You could even reap divorce, pain, more emotional scars, and even sometimes physical violence. That is not God's plan. God's plan is that you forgive. And when you forgive, you know what you do? You set yourself free. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Glory to God. And you know how you know you're free? When you see that person coming toward you and you don't bundle up and roll your fist like this and you can say, hey, how you doing? You know you're free. You know they're not your best friends, but you're free from that offense. Glory to God. You have the power over the emotions trying to tear you down and tear you up. Glory to God, because you decided, hey, I'm doing this God's way and not my way. And once we get it up here that we're God's way is always best, your life will be so much better. So do we abide in his word? Amen. We follow him. We discover what the word says. You know, sometimes you just get excited. Do you ever just get excited about a scripture? God, this is so good. I got to share this. My wife got a scripture the other day. I forget who it was from. And so we were down in the missionaries with, and it was for ladies. And she just sent it off to all the ladies that were in that group. And they're all texting back, that's awesome. And it's great. God gives us scriptures. In other words, God gives us the answer. And you know what? He gives it, and he gives it, and if we listen, we can receive it. Amen. Amen. John 10, let's start here at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling who is not the shepherd is one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I know my own. He knows us. He knows you. He knows your personality. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have watched are not of his fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This command I have received from him. Amen. So the third point I want to make this morning is the application that truth, that Jesus is our good shepherd. He protects us against our enemies. And let me tell you, there are enemies out there. If you've never been attacked or spiritually attacked, then I don't want to say it's coming. And I'm not trying to say anything on you, but just look out for it. But he's saying up here in these verses here, I'm sticking with my sheep. I'm not a hireling. Over the last 21 years that we've been pastoring here, believe me, we had plenty of opportunity to skate and run. Is that how you'd say it? Skedaddle. I'm out of here. Hasta la vista. Don't want to be the head enchilada anymore. Over the years, we've had plenty of opportunities to say, I'm done. I cannot do this. But you know what? The love of the sheep or the love of you guys keeps a pastor. Because we're not going to allow all the wolves to come in and chew you up. We watch over you. Sometimes we correct you. Sometimes we encourage you. Sometimes we just love on you. But it's because we love you. And Jesus loves us. That's what he's saying there. I love you and I'm not going to leave you just because there's something happening. In other words, he's saying, I'm not a hireling. I just didn't come to this job because I got some financial benefits out of it. I come here, let me tell you what, if you ever get in the ministry and you think I'm getting in it for all the money we're making, you have picked the wrong occupation. Church takes care of us well, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you're getting in this occupation just because you think that's a good job, let me tell you what, there are a lot less jobs. And let me tell you, if you're not called to this, you don't need to be here. Amen. I'm not being mean, I'm not being harsh. I'm just saying, if you're not called to shepherd people, you don't need to be in the pastoral role. Because that's what it's about. It's about people. And everything I've known up through people, everyone has somewhat of a different personality. And so, every week's a new experience. What personality am I getting this week? But when you love something because God's placed it in your heart, no one's going to tear it away from you until he says it's time to go. When we came to Bullhead City, my wife prayed, Lord, we'll go to Bullhead City till you tell us where you really want us to go. So, 20 years, 21 years later, he finally told us. Okay, we'll do her. Amen. But we protect, we watch out for wolves. We watch out for different things that would want to come in. Drug abuse, sexual temptation, pride, arrogance, selfishness, offense. I've had to tell people, well, you take an offense to this and so it's hurting you. Free yourself of it. Well, I can't, you don't understand, Pastor, what they did. I understand what they did, but it's not right. But you need to forgive them so you can be free. Because they're at the ice cream parlor right now enjoying themselves. And you don't get to be there because you're bad at them. Amen. If we blindfolded all the mothers here today and we had their kids at the other end of the sanctuary and the mothers had to go to the kids, those kids would start yelling and say, Mom. And all they could do is say, Mom. You know what? They would find their mom. Because they know the voice. Amen. They know the voice. So we got to realize we serve a good shepherd. A good, good shepherd. And when we serve him, he leads us. And we follow him. He watches over us. He lays in front of the door for us to protect us. And when I come in at night, bruised up and battered from the day, He's there to minister to me, to you, because He's a good shepherd. Amen. So I asked Chelsea if she, before we're going to do communion just in a moment, but I asked her if we could sing Good, Good Father, but we're going to sing Good, Good Shepherd, because He is a good, good shepherd. So we're